Thursday. We're working our way through this week, aren't we? We're working our way through this week. I don't know what I've done or where I've been or who I know we did an hour show yesterday. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how the fuck that happened. That'll never happen again. I'm kidding. just had a great speech from President Obama, and there's Jeffrey Lord wants to fuck it all up now. What he's going to say, Jeffrey? To not understand. Here's a guy, Jeffrey Lord, who you'd think would be smart, but he's not very smart. It's based upon the fact that it's a woman's right to choose. And Lord is so fucking stupid and so throwback. It's like he hasn't been listening. Anyway, fuck him. I don't want to get upset. Runaway train. All right, what we got here now is, let's go to our virals. It's time for our virals. Law firm sues 20-year-old waitress over unflattering Yelp Facebook reviews. How about that? 20-year-old waitress has been sued by a law firm. Well, wait a minute, man. You can't be the law firm. They're suing on behalf of the restaurant, I would think. Well, let's see. Or who said it was a restaurant? I must be out of my fucking mind. She's suing. Maybe she was unflattering reviews of the law firm. It's interesting. This is right up Donald Trump's alley, this kind of thing. Well, I think that the slander and libel are very clear. You know, Facebook fails to show up for seventh tax summons from the IRS. Interesting. A great part of the speech that was given by Tim Kaine tonight was that he said, and I don't think it's unfair, he said, gee, do you think Donald Trump is hiding something from the IRS? Do you think that Donald Trump is paying his legal income tax? You know, I mean, pretty logical questions. Every goddamn candidate for the presidency shows his income tax returns, except for Donald Trump, who's going to get away with not showing them. First little penguin in its 120-year history, the Bronx Zoo. I don't give a fuck, but I'll try to be cool about it. I can give a shit. Just another, you know, species of animal dependent upon human beings. Give them entertainment. Explorers spot mysterious purple orb on ocean floor. It's probably some kind of plant life or animal life, I should say. All kinds of creatures exist. We'll show you the video. I'm sure you can see there's a video. All kinds of creatures exist at that depth who have the ability to light the immediate area around them. Literally, there's creatures down there with like lanterns. Part of the body, a biologic phenomenon, part of their physical makeup, where there is light or little lanterns. Here, let's see what we got. Let me print this. Let's see what this is, shall we? Rock and roll train.
Come on,
buddy. I'm almost never referred to.
What if it's an egg sac of some sort?
It could be.
I mean, it's got a little embryo type thing inside.
Maybe it's a spider egg sac.
Let's leave it then. We don't want to mess with spiders.
I
usually have them on their underbelly on their abdomen. Yeah. They carry them around.
Yeah. So how do we get it, Lee?
Suction.
All right.
You want me to come out? In my voice had to kiss.
A slurp?
Is it small enough to slurp, or do we need to put it in a bio box?
Lasers?
I think it should be small enough, I think. Yeah,
maybe get laser. Some lasers.
Lasers.
And we don't want to clog the slurp.
No.
It looks like a disco ball right now, the lasers next to it.
Keep them both in frame.
For the suction?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Ready?
Tuna can find it.
Go. Wait for it.
We're waiting.
Sediment.
There it goes.
Okay.
Wow.
What is it?
Oh, look, it's flat on the bottom.
What is it?
Oh, come on.
I reckon it's some kind of cnidarian.
You think? Yeah.
Alex.
Wow, it was that easy to ID? Come on.
No.
Are those actual researchers for... Who are they with? That really blew me away, man, to see that. Who are those people? Goofy. They were researchers. I'm having a hard time here. I'll have to do a refresh on the page. It's interesting, though. And how much fun is science now where we have these ability to control a robot to look at the ocean floor using video cameras.
Every day, data makes our services work better for you.
I obviously got some problem here. I don't know what this...
Keep your data private and safe.
All right, this was sort of weird. Okay, there we go.
Come on,
I'm almost never referred
researchers aboard the exploration vessel Nautilus discovered this. So these are researchers. California's Channel Islands, right off of the El Pacifico here. All right, I'm very proud.
We don't want to mess with spiders.
So they're on board. These are researchers on board the Nautilus. They're all obviously young.
So how do we get it, Lee?
Researchers associated with some university, I would imagine.
All right.
When we come out.
But this is right behind our studios here at the El Pacifico in the channel, near the Channel Islands, out here in the Santa Barbara Channel. This is a mollusk, they think. Researchers use lasers to measure the orb to make sure it can fit.
Hey, we don't want to clog the slurp.
No.
It looks like a disco ball right now. The laser's next to it.
Keep them back in frame.
For the section?
So they're manipulating this robotic arm with this vacuum.
Ready?
Tuna can find it.
Go. Wait for it.
We're waiting.
Sediment.
Nudibranch.
Okay. Wow.
What is it?
Oh, look, it's flat on the bottom.
What is it?
Oh, come on.
I reckon that's some kind of cnidarian. You think?
Yeah.
It looks...
Wow, it was that easy to ID? Come on.
No.
Far out. And right there behind me is the Santa Barbara Channel, which is where they found it. Somewhere near one of the islands. Behind me is Santa Cruz. And to my... To your left, my right, is Anacapa, and then Santa Cruz is behind my head. You see a little bit of it. But it is out in that channel that we were just witnessing that outstanding piece of scientific exploration and recovery. Thank you for watching New Mollusks on the Horizon. I'm Jeffrey Pounder. I pound it regularly. Jeffrey Pounder. What is this?
Welcome to the Cravecast. I am your host, Eric Mack, live from CNS High Desert Bureau, the annual Geek Fest that was Comic-Con 2016. It's now over, but we're still digesting all the news and everything that we learned.
Blow it out your ass. All right, so... Hey, what's this?
On developments, there is so much to rehash from the annual meeting of the United Nations of Nerds.
Yeah.
A little later on in the
show. Thank you. So, I used to have fun with the kids. They'd be talking, and I'd be going, "Is all right? Can I get some salt? You know, just all right." Time to look. I can dig Comic-Con. That's a cool studio they got, though. I like that. Look at that studio. That rocks. That rocks.
Hi, I'm the engineer.
This is all for like a podcast or a video cat. That's a whole lot of shit, there, man. Now let's compare it to my studio. No, see, I got a one-man studio. They got like a 19-person studio. See, what I want to do is like do things like this. Have my whole trip going, you know, where I'm just like talking to you. Okay, let's go over to Eric. Eric, how do you like things? Well, Phil, it's great being here. I want to do that. Why can't I? I'm going to have a conversation with a BSP a week. We'll have our BSP conversation. That's what we'll do. It's got to be Skype. So I'm going to get some Skype numbers, and I'm going to start setting this shit up. It's going to be bitching. Meanwhile, here's Mike. So, Mike, what do you think of our show?
Well, it's really great, Phil, and I enjoy it and everything. I look around, and the things that I know and the things that I see.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Wait a minute, Phil.
No, I can't do it much longer, man. Leave me alone. All right. Oh, God. Well, you know. Well, what is this? Former beauty queen gets prison for fake cancer scams. Ouch. Ow, that's got a sting, man. Prison. Prison ain't never good. It's all bad. Prison's all bad. I like listening to this. I think it's some kind of a nudibranch branch. I mean, some people are just fucking smart, man. And the rest of us, well, I shouldn't say us, the rest of me, I'm dumb. All right. Meryl Streep is in a movie. I think she's been in a lot of movies, but she's in a...
A new one!
Hey, announcement for you guys. I'm going to be in a Whitney Cummings movie. We're shooting it early... God damn, we're shooting it next week. I think it's the 4th. Fuck, I ain't seen a goddamn script or nothing. I don't know what I'm going to be doing in it. It could be anything. So don't get your hopes up. Right. Although I'm grateful for the gig, man. I really am, because it keeps that SAG insurance going. And it is a SAG gig. That means it's a union gig, which is good. And I know that we have BSP promo, yeah. Har har. Man, dude, what I'm doing is I am like really going out. I'm running and walking. Don't think that I'm some kind of a, because I'm running and walking 4 miles. It's kicking my fucking ass, man. And it's like, I know that it's good for your back, but it's like, it's jamming my fucking neck up a little bit, man. I'm having to do these neck exercises every time I come back in. It's fucked up. Fuck. Anyway, I think we'll do it. We'll get it together. Margaret, what do you think?
Well, this is a story here. A former Pennsylvania beauty queen...
Oh, I guess Margaret should review the Trump speech. Not the Trump speech, the Obama. Biden on Trump, this guy doesn't have a clue. Oh, okay. Cool. You can if you want. I think Alex was just trying to get on the computer, so he's let me know that he was trying to get on the computer. I don't know if he's gone or what.
Everybody want to live together. Why can't we live together?
Traffic. And then, yeah, Ted, we miss Ted. We gotta have Ted, man. I haven't had Ted in here for a long motherfucking time. Come on down. Are you there, Alex? Shit. All right, there it is. Kitchen. Well, if you're going to give me a promo that's going to air tomorrow, then give me the fucking promo. Hey, man, do the fucking ads.
Hey,
man, were you going to put some ads up here?
Yeah, I was just about to log in.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
1 second.
All right.
I'll log in for a month, and then I'll be up in 20 seconds.
All right, dude, thanks. I don't know. When, because I got to use the machine, and he comes on, and I can't use the fucking machine while he's using the machine. And you may be able to see here, using our... You can see, that's Alex messing around with the machine right now. La-da-da-dee, da-doo,
A-da-doodle-a-doot-doo, hey do, hey. Okay, yeah, we got some other shit we need to do. Yeah, no question about it.
No question at all. There's a number of things I have to do.
All right, Oh, he's still in there. Sorry. What's Ted gonna do, Ted Bell? Okay, I don't know what that means. Ted Bell doing this. I think that Ted and Rudy Canosa have a debate on the Obama speech. Ted and Rudy can also have a debate on the Obama speech. Harvey Wireman is at the... Kaylee McEnany. We haven't done her in a while.
I don't know, man.
Dr. Jim Sadler... Purple and the Channel Islands off the coast of California. The main focus of the vehicle's Channel Islands mission is to study deep sea corals. Researchers with the Ocean Exploration Trust posted a video Monday showing an unusual find. The Nautilus spied a small, bright purple orb. And I think that Dr. Jim Sadler was aboard the Nautilus. And the orb. All right, so we have the orb. So the shit. Shit, other shit, other shit, other shit, other shit. Other shit. All right, good. Then we have this shit. Man, I look around, and I don't like what I see, man. Remembering Obama's 2004 DNC speech. God, did he look young then. He looked like a kid. Unbelievable, man. One thing that Obama said that I liked, he said that Clinton never quits. And then I added in my own mind, he didn't say this. He said, Clinton never quits, but I'm thinking, well, the goddamn Trump sure does. That fucking Trump is the biggest goddamn quitter I've ever seen in my life. He quits everything. He quits everything. He quits everything that's difficult for him, he quits. He quit on Atlantic City, quit on the university, quit on the USFL. He quit on all that other shit that I won't even mention, that everybody likes to bring up. I don't give a fuck about Trump steaks and Trump water and that shit, but I mean, because that's not what he does. You know, to me, he was a guy that built buildings and owned football teams. I thought that was up his alley. And Apprentice, okay. His goddamn Trump stakes, I mean, part of his so-called brand. Nobody more qualified. Not me, not Bill, nobody. Well, that's true. I mean, she's more qualified than that motherfucking Trump. That's the truth. See, you have to rip and destroy the reputation of someone who can, on the surface, kick your fucking ass. You have to concoct all kinds of shit about her. I don't give a fuck. If she made money giving speeches. So she made money giving speeches. Are you trying to tell me she's the first person to make money giving speeches? Well, look who she talked to. Yeah. She talked to fucking bankers on Wall Street. She's a lawyer. Isn't she? Yeah. Fuck it. I'm not going to go into this. God damn it. All right.
Now, let me see what I want to do here. Beastie Boys. It's time, man. I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. What the fuck is this? Oh, here we go. God. Night job. What is this, man? I mean, why am I having a hard time with this? Huh? Night job by J. Cole, Aggressive Beartooth. So what's going on here? No, man, that's not it, man. Six God. What is this? Yeah, there it is. Six God. Okay. Now I understand. Now I see. Now I know. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think we're ready. Mm-hmm. Hi, Phil here.